7. The Last Week in Dar es Salaam. John Whitmore's year in Dar es Salaam was inexorably coming to an end. A year full of adventures, discoveries and unexpected encounters that had connected him more deeply to Tanzania than he could have ever imagined. But before he could start his journey home, there were still urgent matters that needed his attention. He had to have important discussions with a tax advisor and a lawyer, as well as meetings with a bank and the tax office in Dar es Salaam, which is called TRA, the Tanzania Revenue Authority. It was a complicated matter that he could not put off at all, as he had to make sure that his business was properly completed and that all tax issues were sorted out before leaving the country. But these upcoming meetings presented him with a challenge that he reluctantly admitted to himself. He lacked not only the necessary connections, but also the language skills and a deeper understanding of the Tanzanian mentality and culture. The business world here worked differently, and although he had learned a lot during his stay, he felt insecure when it came to the formal and bureaucratic processes. Kiswahili, the local language, had remained foreign to him, and he knew that without help it would be almost impossible to sort things out. After sitting thoughtfully in front of his computer for some time, he decided to contact Esther once again. The always reliable and prudent Esther had already helped him in many situations with her knowledge and connections. Perhaps she could offer a solution this time as well. It wasn't long before he heard her familiar voice on the phone. "Esther, I hope I don't disturb you," Whitmore began with a hint of relief, if only that he had reached her. "It's like this, I have some urgent matters to settle before I can leave. I have to talk to a lawyer, a tax consultant, the bank and the tax office. But I lack the contacts and, to be honest, also the understanding of the local processes. Not to mention the language." Esther laughed softly, but in a reassuring way that immediately made Whitmore feel that his worries were in good hands.
"Mr. Whitmore, don't worry. This can all be arranged. I know both an excellent lawyer and a very good tax advisor. Both are experienced in international affairs and often work with foreign business clients." Whitmore breathed a sigh of relief.
"That sounds great, Esther. But what about the bank and the tax office? These meetings are particularly important."
"I'll take care of that, too," she assured him. "I have contacts at both TRA and the bank, and I will make sure you have the right contacts. Everything will be discreet and efficient."
Whitmore felt a great weight fall from his shoulders.
"Esther, you are a true angel. I don't know what I would do without your support."
"That's no big deal, Mr. Whitmore," replied Esther modestly. "In Tanzania, relationships and personal contact are often more important than anything else. I'll help you organize everything you need, and I'm sure you'll get the best results this way." After talking to Esther, Whitmore felt liberated. It was incredible how this woman kept finding a way to help him in the tangled paths of Tanzanian bureaucracy and business. The next day, he received a message from Esther with all the appointments she had arranged for him, with the lawyer, the accountant, the bank, and even with an experienced TRA official. Not only had she made the connections, but she had also informed the respective contacts that Whitmore spoke English and that they would therefore be preparing to help him with all matters in English. The following days went smoothly. Whitmore met with the lawyer, a level-headed and knowledgeable man, who helped him sort out the final legal details of his projects. The accountant was equally professional and patiently explained to him the tax requirements he had to meet before he left. The talks with the bank and TRA also went smoothly thanks to Esther's mediation. The representatives of the bank and the IRS were friendly and cooperative, and Whitmore quickly realized that his initial worries had been unfounded. Thanks to Esther's connections and her ability to organize things discreetly and effectively, he was able to complete his last deals in Tanzania without any difficulty. Whitmore knew he would be leaving Tanzania soon, but the experience made him feel not only more prepared, but also deeply connected to the country and the people who had helped him on his journey. After all his business in Tanzania had been settled and he had successfully completed his last appointments, John Whitmore could finally breathe a sigh of relief.
The burden of responsibility that had occupied him so much in the last few days now fell from him. He felt free and ready for the next step. But although he had now put everything behind him, the thought of his departure was bittersweet. Tanzania had not only challenged him professionally in recent months, but ALS.